This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bipartisan panel has assessed that this year's election was the most secure in U.S. history, but public views of election security are increasingly partisan. Amber Reynolds is CEO of the National Vote at Home Institute. She says the claims of voter fraud stem from misunderstandings about voter errors.
Is there human error? Yes. And everything that we've seen that has been turned into some other conspiracy has been human error.
Reynolds says one of the reasons Colorado's mail-in ballot system works so well is that it reduced the number of election workers needed, so there are fewer human errors. A plan is getting underway in Pueblo to revitalize neighborhoods in and around the Colorado Smelter Superfund site. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The project includes creating event spaces, designating history trails, and connecting neighborhoods. Pueblo City Planning Director Scott Hobson says there are many factors to consider in developing a timeline.
What we would like to do in this process is try to determine the projects that would be more likely to move forward if there was funding more immediately available.
The Revitalization Plan Committee will also have to assess if and how a possible delay in work on a portion of the Superfund site will affect the projects. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck will not seek a second term as the head of the state's Republican Party. Buck has served as chairman since 2019. The party will pick a new chair next spring. In January, Ken Buck will start his fourth term in Congress. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp.